Erasmus.
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 Moi, bonjour, guten Tag, buenos dias. We are a group of 16 international Erasmus students visiting IBI in Spain in April 2025. On our trip to Spain, we went to the streets of Valencia to ask people about their opinions of Europe and European identity. Come with us.
Hello, I'm Yasmin and I'm from Finland.
Hello, I'm Sarah, I'm from the France.
Hello, I'm Cristina and I'm from Spain.
And I'm Max, I'm from Germany. We went out on the street of Valencia to ask people about the topic of Europe and the EU, what they knew about it and what they just wanted to tell us.
The first question is, what do you like about living in Europe?
The freedom of thinking. The freedom of expressions, the communities, good facilities. In Holland, we come from Holland, the Netherlands. We have a good salary, we have a wealthy life, good social, social aspects. Like when you are jobless, you get money from the government. When you are ill, there's a good wealth insurer. So.
Well, these were two older women from the Netherlands, which is quite funny because I'm actually from the Dutch border in Germany, a little border town. And they stated things more like freedom, right? Freedom of thought, freedom of expression. Do you have any ideas about that?
Okay, she was talking about social services.
Yeah.
And I think social services are really good in Europe, and the things are very good.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Me too, I'm agreed, because it's very diversified, and we have a lot of freedom to the Europe. Compared to the other country like China or India, we have a good quality of life.
Yeah, I love in general freedom, and I think that it's so nice to have a safer life than in other countries out of Europe. And I agree with that government gives money to young people.
Sarah, I think you mentioned like countries like China or someone that are like have more or less freedom than us, for example. Do you have like any further thoughts about that?
I think the China or the Indian was not very very freedom because they can't talk about everything they want. So in Europe we can't. Okay, is that?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I feel like we often forget how good we have it compared to other countries. We have this freedom, we have this freedom of expression, this freedom of thought that she, the woman from the Netherlands mentioned.
The second question is, what do you know about things that EU has done for its citizens?
I think that, I don't know, maybe for freedom, they were fighting for freedom or something like that.
So what would you like to know more about?
So, I mean, but culture-wise, I mean, I think the culture is getting a bit lost. Like, for example, here in Valencia, like, fallas and everything, it's a very large culture, but some things are getting lost. For example, people like our generation are not going to be as very much interested as in the culture as in the past. So culture-wise, I would like to learn more about, like, other festivities, because I think that some of the festivities that are around here are not very known, I would think.
Right, so in this clip, there was first a Polish girl and then a guy from Spain, actually, which is fitting because, of course, Valencia is in Spain. The first Polish girl, she talked about fighting for freedom.
Yeah, it's true, because I think in Europe, we have this idea for fighting for themselves. So I think it's a very, very good.
I think that Europe are fighting for freedom for all people, and it's a very good point to have in our brain and to have a variety of people and opinions.
And in the second part, the Spanish person talked about how culture might be getting lost. And actually, a part that we didn't show was a part where he talked about how he wished for service for promoting culture to young people to keep it alive. Do you have any thoughts on how... Do you feel like it's a good idea or maybe a bad idea?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I think the culture was not lost because in EB, for example, we see with the mayor, he show them a video of festivity, and I think it's not lost because we have a variety, not just in Spain, in France too, and in other country too.
In my opinion, I think that there are some cultures that are getting lost because of young people that aren't interested in it. And I would like to know more about other languages and cultures. But I agree with you, Sara. I think that it isn't in all the world. And
yeah.
I think it's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, in my experience, actually, where I come from, there's like sort of a tradition to when other people go to out on Halloween and they collect candy.
Yeah.
We go out and we sing in front of people's doors to demand a sausage, which is very funny because you also dress up like the olden times probably and have like little red noses. And this is like a thing I only did in kindergarten. But I don't see people doing this like at all anymore, and I feel like a service from the EU maybe or something promoting this again and keeping it alive. Also, of course, in other parts of Germany and especially all of Europe, could be really value for us.
What would you personally like the EU to stand for? What sort of values should the EU have in your eyes?
Solidarity. I think it's very important, liable, that you can count on it, and real union, I think, yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Europe, we are united.
Europe, aquí olemme sin awesome.
Hello, I'm Hannah and I'm 18 years old and I live in Germany.
Hello, I'm Beata. I live in Finland and I'm 16 years old.
Hi, I'm Carmen. I live in Spain and I'm 15 years old.
Hi, my name is Emma. I'm 16 years old and I live in France.
Let's go to Valencia!
What is your favorite place in Europe?
Okay, so I have to like name only one.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say. I have to choose now between Krakow, where we are from, and like some city in Spain. I think I'll stick to Krakow because I really enjoy the city, even though I like the climate in Spain more. But I find Krakow very attractive because of its architecture, its comfort for people who are living in, and different attractions and the food places and its history like part, so Krakow.
I have actually visited in Krakow, and I think it is a really nice place.
I've never visited Krakow. What's special about Krakow?
I think, as the girl said in the audio, that the architecture and the buildings are very beautiful there.
I need to visit there then. My favorite place is Hamburg. It's really nice. The port and is so big and beautiful.
Like Paris. Paris is my favorite city. I love it because the people and because it's the city of love.
Yeah.
That's great that you love Paris. I also know the city well because I live in France.
I have visited The Eiffel Tower and the Louvre Museum.
I also enjoy walking around the Seine.
Paris is a real special city, isn't it?
Yeah, but my favorite city is Barcelona. I love Barcelona for its unique building, like the Sagrada Familia and its lovely atmosphere.
Yeah, so I think we all agree that big cities in Europe are beautiful.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Do you think that the climate change could affect to your future?
Yes. Yes.
And why?
Because of the all the changes that are going on with the climate changes, like the summers are really hot and the rains and things like this, and this will affect us.
Yeah.
One time, last the dinner we had here mm-hmm. a couple of months ago, that affected lots of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we all agree with what you said about the climate change. It affects us all, but even in the future, it will be more worse.
Yeah, I'm agree because here in Spain, we usually have so hot winters, and maybe sometimes we have cold summers. So it's so different to in the past, and I think it's a problem.
Yeah, in Finland too, the winters are getting warmer. And for example, in the southern part of Finland, there isn't that cold anymore, and there isn't snowing as much as it used to.
It's the same in France. Climate change is a big problem. Temperatures are rising, and we have more heat waves and floods. The government is trying to act by reducing emissions.
Yeah.
In Germany, it's the same. I made the experience that many people in Germany overconsume things they don't need at all.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, and but I also think that in Europe, many countries are trying to do something that the climate change wouldn't affect as much in Europe.
It's the same in France. A lot of people buy things they don't need. This creates overconsumption and impacts the environment. It's important to think about what we buy.
Yeah.
Yes, we all should live sustainable.
Yeah.
Can you describe Europe in three words?
Europe, culture, food,
yeah,
and nice people.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Rachel, I'm from Germany.
Hi, I'm Colleen, I'm from France.
Hi, I'm Sofia, I'm from Spain.
Hi, I'm Ina, and I'm from Finland.
Today we're gonna listen the opinion of the people in Valencia about Europe. The first question is, what comes up to your mind, firstly, if you think of Europe?
I feel very welcome here. I don't know, there's a much more welcoming vibe than the United States right now with everything going on. So I don't know, I really love it here. The food is so good. Everyone is really friendly. I love the shopping.
Okay.
I think that Finnish people are not friendly. Young people are, but older are not. I don't know why that is.
I feel it's like the same way in Germany, especially the old ones don't like it if tourists come to visit, especially if it's Americans. So I was quite surprised about the experience she made in Valencia.
In my opinion, people are friendly is the truth. Actually, my region has a lot of tourists because of her wine and the beautiful beach. Also, during the Ukraine crisis, many from families in my town hosted Ukrainian families in crisis.
I agree with Colleen's opinion because I think Spain's similar, but it depends on where you are or in the location, because I think maybe in Valencia the people is more close, but I think in Barcelona maybe there's a lot of tourism, people is more friendly.
Let's listen to the second question.
What do you think about the cultural difference of in Europe?
I think that it's great to have different cultures to reach our language, mm-hmm. gastronomy, mm-hmm. and everything. I think that it's okay. Cool.
I think people is so grateful to the cultural difference because they take like different gastronomies or different values that people take, and it's that make it be like special.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I also think that the differences in culture within Europe makes it really easy to experience a lot of different cultures because you can just easily travel through Europe because it's so close together.
I agree that Europe gives you the opportunity to meet other cultures, and in France we like meeting people from different countries.
I agree with you, but cultural difference can scare people because the culture can be so different from your own.
Yeah, that's really true. We've got a really good point here.
Now we talk about culture topics, let's then talk about the future.
Do you hope for Europe's evolution in the future?
I hope that Europe is developing more and also better, and that the different countries are working better together more and more, and also that the differences in the different countries are getting better, so that there are not that high differences between the countries. Yeah.
Okay. I think she has great arguments. I feel like it's really important for Europe's future.
Okay, so that's all. Thanks for listening. Study, travel, dreams come true. Erasmus is here for me and you.
Boy, my radio show.
Hello, my name is Karim and I'm from Finland.
My name is Tim and I'm from Germany.
Hello, I'm Océane and I'm from France.
My name is Carlos, I'm from Spain.
Do you feel European and why do you feel so?
I think European is about the culture and the cultural richness in Europe. Especially here, we have a lot of historical stuff, and all that makes me feel very European.
Yeah, I would have to strongly agree with her because I think she talks about the main characteristics of Europe that make Europe such a unique project, you could say.
Yeah, but like at the same time, the question is very hard because I would just say that I feel European because I live here and I don't have like any reason why I feel like really European.
Yes, I totally agree with you both, because I think people feel European without thinking it, and I think that is what makes beautiful the feeling.
I'm born European, so I don't have any idea of that.
Yeah, I think for many Europeans it's like the all-day thing, so you don't think about being European, you're just European.
Yes.
So I think I couldn't answer the question properly, but she did very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What things EU does well in your opinion?
In my opinion, I think they really did it well with the borders, so we can travel freely in Europe, and also the market, so we can buy everything without paying extra.
Yeah, I think definitely that traveling in Europe is a positive thing to that. Europe does well, but also I have to add up that I think that education level is one of the most important things that Europe does.
Yeah, I have to agree with you and with her. Like, what the things she said are the biggest achievements we've made throughout the European history, and the education is a very good point because our standards are very close to each other, and that's very unique, I think.
Yes, education, I think, is something that we have to be proud of it, totally in Europe. And also the things that she said, like traveling, I think Europe offers a lot of things to be proud of.
Yeah, travel for free is a great idea, I think, because a part of Europeans don't know a lot of countries which in Europe.
I think one of my own experiences now in this project, like, I'm feeling very European because I talk to some Spanish, some Finnish, some France people, and like all these different languages. Maybe you learn something, for example, je ne parle pas français, or some other sentences like a gusta de cojones. it's very interesting.
Yeah, I think so too, because normally I don't realize that I'm European, and I just feel it because I was born here. But now in project like that, like this, like Erasmus, I feel European, and with all together, people from Finland, Germany, France, I really feel my good feeling European.
I have to say that I'm just feeling like European when I'm like speaking about being European, because like normally in my everyday life I just feel like Finnish people, like I'm from Finland. But yeah, I think that this project is absolutely like going to make you feel more European than like ever.
Yeah, I learn a lot of the other people who isn't European, so it's very simple. So I like that.
And the last one is, what are you imagining for Europe in the future?
Just general?
Yeah.
I think Europe will still stay strong, and I hope we will stay independent. I hope for the best, I don't know, we'll see.